Hi, y'all. I'm Julie.
Hi there. I'm Brenda. Welcome to Insider's Guide to the Other Side.
Now, y'all need to know that we're obsessed with everything on the other side.
Yes, we are. Because once you learn to navigate the energetic, or to some, the invisible world, life is going to be more fun and much more serene.
Heck yes, it can. Because let's be honest, Bryn, Earth School is hard. In fact, you taught me that.
Let's crush Earth School together.
Welcome to Insider's Guide to the Other Side, a production of iHeartRadio.
Well, hello, my witchy poo. How are you doing this fine afternoon?
Hello, my elf. I'm doing just fine. And how are you?
Oh, it's nice to have the sun shining again and it not be 17 below.
It's very nice.
God, I'm so tired of that. Although I didn't hate it. I was just a little tired of it. It was like, okay, we can even get out of our driveway, just for the record.
A new kind of shut-in.
It was, oh my God, it was very meta. It was like, we're at a state where we can't get out of our house, and we literally can't get out of our house. It's like, it was funny. Now, I just tell everybody, that happened weeks ago. This I'm just happy that there's sun, and we're moving away from.
We're moving forward. We're moving on.
Crazy-ass snow that we had. So today, we are going to have another guy story for you. Because everybody remembers Guy on the Plane?
Everybody remembers that one.
Guy on the Plane. Dang. So we have another guy story.
Okay, we got a guy.
So this guy is Guy in L.A. And the funny thing is,
one guy in L.A.?
It's actually just one. Well, it's a guy and his wife and his kids, but it's the guy.
Okay. We're going to talk about him. Okay.
Thank you for asking the specificities of my guy. But the funny thing about this guy is that he's a friend of mine.
Oh, good. Okay.
And, you know, and just for shits and giggles, we're going to call him Mike for fun because I'm not sure. I didn't ask him if it was okay if we did this show.
That's
so fine. We're going to call him Mike. And so he and I worked together at Fox for pretty much the tenure of when I was there, and we became really good friends, and I absolutely love this man. For starters, and you rarely hear me say this, he is gorgeous. he's really stunning, and by the way, has the best head of hair you've ever seen. So friends that are listening, they know exactly who he is. But he is absolutely gorgeous human being, and he's gorgeous inside and out, which makes him so gorgeous on the outside.
That's so nice.
But right, and he's just, and I used to look at him and go, I know I'm not supposed to say this, but God, he's just nice to look at. I mean, he just really was, and so funny and sweet and tall. Like, so he had it all. So enough of my weird crush, it sounds like. But here's what happened. So we were living in Arkansas at the time, so we had already moved out of LA, and I get a call from him, and there's this paranormal activity that was happening in his newly purchased home.
Oh.
So I emphasize newly purchased home.
He hadn't smudged, had he?
I'm not sure that would have done the trick.
Okay.
So let's keep going. Uh-huh. Yeah, I don't think that it would have. So he had uneasy energy. There were sounds, things moving. Like, it was just, you know, he called me, obviously. So there was something.
Elf hotline.
The elf, seriously?
Black Panther hotline.
Seriously, I feel like I do have a hotline. So this is the when I get the call of like, this is happening and da-da-da. And then I start to ask questions.
Right. So what'd you ask?
Thank you for asking.
What's your hit list? what do you need to know?
Well, the first thing, because, you know, no two are ever the same.
Right?
No two situation is ever the same. And as much as I can, like, kind of tap into things, I need to ask. And I'm not, you know, it's not a shortcut asking. It's like I'm trying to narrow things down, right? It's because I need to know where to look.
Right.
So it's not like when Tony's wife called me one day and said, Jill's, Tony's upstairs with a baseball bat. I go, why is he upstairs with a baseball bat? And she said, well, there's a ghost upstairs. And so he has a baseball bat. That I knew what to do.
I'm sorry, Maya. That was really loud. Oh, my God.
This was a different call. This wasn't upstairs with a baseball bat. Okay. So the first thing, sorry, I totally went off subject. We're barely started, and I'm already off on a tangent.
Down a rabbit hole.
Down a rabbit hole. So the first thing that I asked, I said, so can you tell me anything about who lived there prior to you? Mm-hmm. And, you know, was there any, you know, were there any blocks? Like, was there any defiance? Like, how'd the home purchasing process go? Because I think because they were so new, I needed to understand, like, what was up? I'm asking questions because I'm getting a feeling that was something that was going on.
And yeah, that this is not, I got a feeling where this is going to.
Right?
Yeah.
How do you not have a feeling where it's going? Because like you're starting out with this. So clearly there's something, you know, and what's of course with you, of course, you are far more psychic than me. So of course, you know, you probably know now the end of the story because I don't think I've told you this story, which is weird.
Yeah, I don't think I know this story.
Yeah. And I have a feeling that because I didn't, I'm going to get like a thump. Like what took you so long to tell me this, my elf? And you're going to thump me on the head.
You're holding back stories.
I'm really not. I mean, just sometimes I forget, you know. So come to find out that there was a woman who was renting the home, you know, whoever owned it, you know, just had a renter in there, right? And this woman who was renting the home actually wanted to buy the home, but financially she wasn't able to swing it, right?
No, she
so
didn't.
So here's what we found out.
No, she didn't.
Yes, she did. She's a witch and not a good witch. And she cast a spell on his damn house. She hexed it.
Okay, first of all, that's so unacceptable. And second of all, that's just going to come, that's bad karma. It's coming right back at her. So she's not only a bad witch, she's stupid too.
There's not only bad witches, people, there are dumb witches.
Just not smart.
Well, evil, you know, you don't do that to people, right? So this woman, and I knew, like he's telling me this thing and I went, ah, shit, she hexed your house.
Yeah.
And he goes, is that what it is? And so then, so here's what's funny. I said, do me a favor, send me some photos of your house. I go, I don't want to see your stuff. I'll look at it and I could possibly judge it a little bit based on taste, but just send me some photos because I want to look around, right? There was some freaky fucking shit that she put in, like into the house, like into the design, like into like a banister. She put these, I can't even really describe
almost
them.
Almost like programming?
Yeah,
that's what it looks
exactly
like.
What she did. Yeah, that's exactly what she did. And
so she had some skills.
Well, oh boy, she had. Oh, there's no doubt she had skills.
Ugh.
In fact, when we get further in the story, you're going to really understand the skills that this woman had.
Right.
But so he's sending me pictures, and then I end up. I'm like, dude, you need to FaceTime. I need to see this kind of stuff. And so I could also, as when I'm seeing it, you can feel the thickness of the air.
And when you get into this mode, like for, you know, when you get into your Black Panther mode, like you, because you, if you walked in the house and you didn't know it was hexed, you may not know, you may feel like, oh, they're not settled in the house. It may feel a little jangly or something. But when you go in and you're in that vibration of detection, things just pop as you're looking
That's
at
weird.
Them that you
yes,
wouldn't, you wouldn't normally see. And so I just want to point that out to people because they're going to be asking like, how did you know you had to see? How did you see what you saw?
Like
it reveals itself because you've shifted your own energy as you're scanning. That's how it happens.
And also, and it's funny, I can feel it right now. And probably the reason I can feel it is that I'm supposed to say this, which is I can feel stuff in my body.
Yeah.
So as I'm looking at things, I pay attention to my body. I pay attention. Mm-hmm. Like right now, I can feel the hairs on my arms stand up.
Right.
And I think that is like the universe saying, I'm going to do this again to you. So you tell people to know to pay attention to their body if things are going on, right?
And it also just reminds you, we are hardwired to know when things are dangerous. We're absolutely hardwired.
So yes, we are.
Trust your instincts. Pay attention, right? For some people, it'll be, you know, hairs or, you know, buzziness in the crown chakra or whatever it is. And for some people, it's like, oh, I just can't go forward.
Right.
Don't.
Right.
How about that?
I get a buzzy in my left ear.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, I get that. Like, sometimes it's buzzy and sometimes it'll get loud. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah, and literally, it should sense to you, things are out of balance here. Like, that's what it should say to you. It's so good.
Well, because your ears, that's your equilibrium, right?
Right, right.
And so when I hear that, my sign is like, it's not, things are not equal.
Things
they're
are not
stable.
Balanced.
Right? They're not balanced,
not
right?
Stable. Really good way to say that.
Exactly.
And we're going to talk more about this when we come back from a break.
Jesus, woman.
No.
Support for this podcast comes from the HP OfficeJet Pro. By now, as a small business owner, you have mastered the multi-person video conference, accessing the cloud. You even found the perfect laptop stand. But your printer still runs out of ink at the worst possible times. Introducing HP Instant Ink, From now on, ink will be delivered whenever your printer is low, right to your door, recycling and shipping included. There is no contract, no annual fee, and you can change plans or cancel at any time. With a subscription of less than $5 a month, you can print 100 full-color pages. To begin, just download the HP Smart app to your phone. Not only can you manage your HP Instant Ink account, the app also allows you to scan, save, print, and share from virtually anywhere. Running out of ink is for amateurs. Welcome to Printing Reinvented. Discover more about the HP OfficeJet Pro and HP Instant Ink today at hp.com/OfficeJetPro.
Hey everyone, I'm Gigi Good.
And I'm Wembley Sewell.
And together, we are hosting the official companion podcast for the HBO Max original series, Generation.
The series was created by 18-year-old Zelda Barnes and her father, director Daniel Barnes, and it follows a group of high school teenagers coming to terms with their identity and sexuality. In Generation, the podcast, Gigi and I are going to chat with the show's actors and writers, ultimately peeling back the many layers of the most complex and evolved generation ever.
Oh, absolutely. And as personal fans of the series, we could not be more excited to chat with its creators and most important contributors in this new companion podcast from HBO Max and iHeartRadio. Listen to Generation the podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, everybody, we are back from Brenda's break.
So inform us. What did you do? What did you do? What did you do?
Suspense.
Yes, I want to know.
Suspense. Well, I'll be back in a second. I need to go to the little girl's room. So I did a few things. And I just want to remind everybody, and I had said this in the beginning, is that, you know, we were living in Arkansas at the time. So I wasn't physically there to go take care of things. Like because you don't have to, but I actually prefer to do that for people because it brings some comfort when I'm physically present. And also my presence can scare off a lot of shit without me even trying.
Right.
It does. I mean, seriously, it really does. So that's why I actually prefer to be there in person. So the first thing that I did was that I did like a long distance energetic clearing. And so when I do things like that, I'm grounding the house. I'm moving energy out. I use the rose symbol a lot. And they spin in the room. And a lot of times I have to blow them to get them out and bring new ones in because they're kind of full.
They get full.
I guess.
Because they connect like a vacuum cleaner. They vacuum up the
negativity. It's exactly what was happening.
The low vibe and the negativity. Yeah.
It's exactly what happened. And I apologize, whatever noise you heard, it was not a ghost. That was Sookie leaving the room.
Okay.
We're at home, man. This is what we do. And if I could pull out Lawyer Cat and show up as like that cat, that the guy, you don't know what I'm talking about, do you? Mm-hmm. Everybody else will know.
Okay.
It's fine. You don't. So I'm using the roses and they're cleaning things up. And what was so interesting about that versus other times I've used it, they filled up fast.
Oh,
so I can tell based on the pace, and it's not, no, it's not a good sign. I mean, they were getting full fast, and I was like bringing new ones in, blowing them up, bringing them in, and like just kept, this is me snapping.
Yep.
Not very good, but this is me snapping.
So salsa dance.
I will actually. And then I'll have some salsa for lunch. So I could tell it was really messy and really dark. And then, of course, my go-to after that is I don't know how many times I say I go to Black Tourmaline Selenite pretty quickly, yeah. Right? And so what I did was I put together a box for him and I sent him explicit instructions about what to do with it and also gave him extra pieces for his own instinct to put them where they might need to go. But, you know, I go for, you know, windows, doors, closet, you know, I do the whole thing.
And I like corners too because that's where energy gathers.
Love corners.
Yeah.
Love corners. Put them in a good corner.
And the other thing I just want to, sorry, that was me. We're just running into things. I also think in this situation, if, you know, until the box gets there, because you had to ship it right to LA.
Yeah, I did.
Because this guy's in LA, we know that. But you can also, like, if it's a new house, that he can probably send you the MLS printing, right, of the house listing. And you could print that out and put selenite and black tourmaline on that as an energetic placeholder for it until the box got there.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, it's a really good idea.
Oh, I like that. Mm-hmm. Noted.
Yeah.
And I like how you specified MLS listing. Thank you for that.
Could be any listing. But
no, but I just like you specified it. Okay. And I don't even know what MLS stands for. I know what it is, but I don't know what MLS stands for.
I don't know either. It's just a real thing.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
Okay. so So here's what was different about this, because you guys have heard me tell stories of ghost busting and, you know, running around wherever I can to like bust a ghost because I wanted the experience. This is where things got really different and really interesting. I started taking a really great interest in symbols and protective symbols. Mm-hmm. And there's a particular symbol that I was taught. And the symbol is, it's called the, is it Brigitte? Or Bridget, I mean, I'm a
Brigitte,
Okie, so it's
Brigitte.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Well, I'm an Okie, so it's Bridget.
Bridget's good.
So there is a sacred symbol, mm-hmm. and we will upload that symbol for you guys so you can see it. But what I did is, you know, you can print it out and it still can work, but in typical elf mode, I carved it into a piece of metal.
Crafty
that's
elf.
What I do. Very crafty elf. So, but I had made this out of a sheet of brass and had a cute little trim on it and had a little hanging thing on the back. And I had, funny enough, when he called me, I had just finished polishing it, right?
Oh my God, didn't you think, made this before he called?
I made it before, right? This makes it even
so
crazier.
Interesting.
Right? So because when I get these, I'm going to call them spiritual assignments, I spend a lot of time with them.
Like, you're very wise to do that.
I sit with them. I am in my meditative state. I'm in a quiet space. I'm surrendered to whatever the other side is going to tell me what to do. And in this case, that particular symbol was literally screaming at me. I think I heard it.
I believe it.
And it was like, he needs this. I mean, she said his name, but you know. He needs this. And I'm like, and of course I'm like, really? I just made it. I mean, like, that was my response.
Literally, like, hot off the press.
I'm like, I just fucking finished it. It has to go out the door this fast. I can't even enjoy it for a minute. Like, it's really
make
cool.
another one.
Right. And I have PS, but it was like, it was make another one.
Yeah.
And so I put that in the box. And of course, you know, I warned him. I said, all right, dude, I'm going to let you know that I'm sending you something outside of my norm. And I want to warn you that this is actually considered a voodoo sacred symbol, you know, because Brigitte came around in the pre-Christian Irish days, right? So she's considered a Celtic goddess. Mm-hmm. And I go, it might look weird, but I want to let you know that this, I believe, is going to help you. I don't know why yet, right? Because again, I'm trying to put pieces together, trying to figure this out. So what do you think happened then?
Oh my God, I'm so intrigued in the story. I don't even know. But look, if he unpacks that symbol that's fully charged by you, it's just going to, boom, it's going to either ignite things or blow it out. And I'll tell you that most Irish homes would have this symbol in their home. Like it's very much a tradition, high powered, high vibe tradition. So beautiful.
Well, let me tell you what happened. It triggered the witch.
Oh, it's a dark. Uh-huh. So it went like this and sent out that message. Uh-huh. Like,
it was so fast.
Good sheriff in town, bitch.
Seriously. Yeah. It here's what happened. It was so fascinating, and I still don't know why she had their phone number. I don't know that part yet, but
it's not unusual, right? Hey,
I guess
where's
not.
This in the house? Where's that? In the
sure.
House? Yeah.
So I also think she wanted to cozy up. So I think she really pushed her. I mean, I don't know this for a fact. It just feels like she really kind of threw herself at them.
If you leave a hex in the house, you clearly are attached to it.
Yeah, no doubt. So within, I'm going to say hours, if not a lot sooner, because I think I had mentioned I built in the back of it like a loop that you had enough space that you could hang it on a nail.
Right.
That's where the crafty elf really comes in, is that it's about there's a practicality of using these sacred symbols. So you must be able to hang them and they not fall off. Yeah. That's why I put the little hook thing there, or the little round circle thing. So within hours at the latest, he hung it over his front door. I have a photo of where he hung it. Like he hung it. This woman called him and left a message. And on the message, she says, "Hi, what's going on?
Oh.
Is everything okay? Is there someone else there?" And then she started to offer babysitting services to them.
Oh, off limits. Okay, so this is the psycho, you know, plot
psycho
of
witch.
The movie, right? This is the
It's totally the psycho plot, right?
No. It just gives me chills.
We just went
Back
from
off,
act one to act two, right?
Yeah.
It's like all of a sudden, boom.
Yeah. Gives me chills.
Like an explosion of energy that is, seriously, there's a new sheriff. And she asked about another person.
Yeah. And I just really
want
to give you a shout out, because well done on the sacred symbol. right? You fully charged it exactly to the level that it needed without even knowing what it was, how you're going to serve it. So well done. Really,
I had no idea what the hell I was doing.
But you don't have to when you're serving. You don't have to.
No. I mean, I have lived in the last decade of my life doing things and truly not knowing what the hell I was doing. Yeah. I was trusting my guidance is what I was doing. And I think I had enough guidance to not get me in trouble because I think I'm pretty okay in the world. But this whole thing. So it was, and so what happened is I know this because they didn't call her back. They called me.
Yeah.
So I have he and his wife on the phone and I'm trying to calm them both down because they're tripping, as you can imagine.
Oh, anybody in the right mind would be tripping.
Because he knew, he's like, I hung it and boom, the phone rang. And thank God for caller ID. Yeah. He didn't pick up the phone is what I'm assuming that happened. But what I think was so incredible is the symbol, right?
Any cross. And again, I want to be clear, these symbols can be used for the light or for the dark, right?
Right.
It's how you charge it. The evil eye, the Star of David, Hamsa, there's lots and lots of symbols out there. These are ones that are very, very familiar and have a great history of being used.
You go to Greece or Turkey and you're going to have an evil eye, a million of them staring at you in any spot.
blessings. Yeah.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
So they called me and they're like, what do we do? I mean, and his wife was panicked. I could tell the panic in her. And again,
of course,
relatively new parents as well. Like their kids were not teenagers. Kids were young. And so they
obviously
were,
if she's offering babysitting services. And first of all, as a parent, the person you think, I don't even want you to know I have a baby. Forget you met me. Right.
Right. Exactly. And so they're like, what do we do? And I said, you are not to call her back. I promise you that she got the message. Yeah. She's trying to skirt around the message.
Yeah. She's trying to get back in to reactivate things.
Yes, she is. Yeah. And I'm like, she is not allowed in your home. Yeah. It is your home. And this is your job to create the boundaries of your home. Out from the outside world.
Nice.
And you were not to do that.
Nice.
And so, and then I also told him, I go, here's also the realistic thing. She's also a human and they get bored when they don't get what they want.
Yeah.
She'll lose interest. Of course she will. Yeah. She'll go find a new place because she's going to realize that this door is shut and locked,
right.
Which was the plan. Right? Was to shut and lock this door.
Oh my God. We have to hear more about this story when we come back from our next break.
My name is Rita Kay.
I am Ellen Bernstein-Grodsky.
This is Call Your Grandmother. What's the matter with you, Ellen?
It is a podcast about the relationship between grandmothers and grandchildren. As my mother would have said, Taka, who wouldn't have wanted a Jewish grandmother?
Sometimes she accidentally live streams. And we're like, who's going to tell her?
I'm just hearing about this now.
Listen to Call Your Grandmother on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So we're starting. We're rolling.
Are we already recording?
Look at that. You got notes. This is so official.
Hey, guys. It's Brian Baumgartner. Now, maybe you've heard my podcast, An Oral History of the Office, where we go deep into the making of the show. Now, well, you can go even deeper. That's what she said. Because I am sharing my full-length conversations with some of my favorite people on the planet, the cast and crew of The Office. Guys, we share insights and memories that, even if you are a diehard fan, you will have never heard these before. This is The Office Deep Dive. What were you doing before The Office started?
I was catering and I was babysitting.
People let you look after their children.
Not at the same time. Yes, they did. And guess what? He's alive and he's a grown man now and he's fine.
Listen to The Office Deep Dive on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we are back from our favorite witch's break.
Okay. And now we really need to know, how did you activate this? You're locking her out. Was it the symbol? Was it the black tourmaline? Was it the selenite? Was it creating the confidence of the new parents? How'd you do it?
I thank you. That's a really great question because I spent some time thinking through this, because by the way, she was gone. Like, she, they haven't heard back from her.
Poof.
Yeah, she was gone.
That's because the light can drive out the dark.
Yeah, it can. But I think it was a combination of everything. I think it was the combination of, you know, clearing his space to start with, mm-hmm. before anything ever physically got to him. And I also think, and I think this matters, and I think this matters, like, when people cook, they put so much of themselves into the meal that they're making, right?
Yeah.
And I think one of the things with me in the art that I do, or the crafts, whatever you want to call them.
Arts and crafts.
Well, Suzanne calls them arts and crap, but I'm like, hey, then you can't have any more. That I think that because I put so much of myself into that symbol, so much, and I spent not a lot of time carving it, but also polishing it and really caring for it and loving it. And it's like, its purpose was to do this. I just didn't realize that was
for someone else.
I mean, honestly, I kind of made it for us.
Yeah.
I mean, don't tell Suze, but it did. It did start screaming at me. So I think what made the biggest difference is that I listened. This was the symbol that it needed. But the part that I didn't get, that I didn't put together at the time, that I think that I finally put together, is that, you know, this sacred symbol of pre-Christian time was the fire that needed to fight the fire from this bad witch.
Right.
Like, to me, I think if it had this, you know, if I used like my typical, right, like I have a typical like arsenal,
right,
so to speak. I always clear ahead of time, right? I always do that with the grounding and the roses and clearing the gunk out. Everybody knows black tourmaline, celine, that's Julie's game. This was not typical for me, right? This was not part of my shtick. I didn't send him any sulfur because fuck, I love sulfur. And P.S. everybody, I just bought for the company, for us, 20 kilograms of sulfur clusters because I feel something was coming. I'm just going to let everybody know.
Yeah.
Because it is, that stuff will wipe shit out like that. I didn't send him that. I found that was being, it was this, because I think the guidance that I had.
It was very specific. It
was very specific.
They knew exactly what was coming.
They said, you need the symbol to fight this kind of witchcraft. Because I think she was using witchcraft. This is another example of witchcraft gone awry. She was using witchcraft and I needed to use witchcraft because it's voodoo, right? I needed to use that to combat.
That makes so much sense.
What was happening?
That makes so much sense. And big shout out to you for paying attention, for listening. Like, we get these guidance, you know, these symbols and we're like, oh, that's nice. And you just keep going because your life is busy and our school is hard and there's so much to take care of. And then you're like, oh, I missed it. I'm 6 weeks late, you know, and it gets very expensive. So I got to hand it to you. That was really good, really good work. Wowie.
Thank you very much.
Wowie.
And there's no doubt that this guy, I mean, I apparently have a non-sexual crush on him and I love him, but I will tell you that no matter who I do this for, they get the same part of me, right? Like it's, if somebody needs help and they ask for it genuinely and out of like desperation, like they really need, they get the same love and support because this to me is really important work.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. And we're so lucky that you do it. And we're, you know, just, that's an inspiring story because when things go down, people, you got to have things to pull from and you've got to trust the source and you know, do the tried and true ways, things that we've shared so many stories of clearing and, you know, just have your tools ready to go because you never know.
Yeah. And I love what you said about printing out the MLS.
Listed, the house listing.
The house listing.
It's some multi-service listing service or something.
Oh, it's probably multi-listing. Yeah. Anyway, if anybody knows what MLS is, just hit us up. Let us know.
You'll let us know. You guys are smarter than I am.
Yeah. You and me. But what I really love about what you said and how I'd love to close out this episode is that, you know, if anybody feels like this is a possibility, a potential, or dealing with something like this, certainly print out. Okay, Suki just ran into the room.
Is that what that was?
I mean, like with great force. I'm so sorry because I was trying to make a point, but she doesn't care. Just so you guys know,
she's got her own instincts.
Well, and her mama is a Black Panther, so why should she care?
Exactly.
So, but what I would do is print that out, and then also you can find the sacred symbol of Brigitte online easily.
Yeah.
Oh. You just, it's B-R-I-G-E-T-T-E, I think. And there's also B-R-I-G-I-D is another way, right, I think that it's spelled. But you can also print that out, and it has the same, it has energy to it, especially if your intention is to have protection, right? Like, you can do that. You don't have to always call me. You can, but you don't have to. These things that you can do.
Y'all should just go ahead and do it just to be safe.
Like, yeah, why not, sorry, right?
That was me. That wasn't so key.
But no, it wasn't so. But the thing is, if you printed that out and you print that symbol, you're not going to cause harm. And I think that's an important thing for folks. Like selenite, yeah, black tourmaline, protection symbols, you're not going to create any harm, guys. So it's not going to hurt you to try these things when you're trying to figure out your own situation or a situation for a family member or friend.
The only thing I would offer to that, and I couldn't agree more, is that if you do print it out, or you someone gifts you one, that's what happened for me, is that someone gifted us one, and it's over our front door, and it's, take time to activate it. It's a sacred, yeah, symbol, right?
Yes, for sure.
It's a sacred symbol. So how would you activate it? Just open your heart, ask for protection, you know, activate it with what your desire is of how you want the symbol to work on your behalf. Right? That's it.
That's right.
And if you don't, well, I'm no, I don't really feel like I need a lot of protection, then just blast it with a wide open heart with love that you want to experience in your own home. Right. And then anything that isn't in harmony with that will be protected. So you're charging it with your desire. Right? Keep it simple. It doesn't have to be complicated.
I like that.
Yeah.
Keep it simple.
Keep it simple.
Yeah. And I'll find a way to make some more of these, and we'll offer them to folks. So don't press me on it, like in the next week, but I will, you have my commitment.
Stay tuned.
Because I do think that these are really powerful, and for those that really want them, we will find, like, we will be a source. We'll figure this out, because it is so potent. I mean, it blasted that woman so hard, she picked up the phone and called.
Yeah.
Come the fuck on.
Yeah,
that's
real.
Crazy stuff.
It's real. That's so real.
And with that crazy the fuck stuff, yeah, let's remember.
Our school is hard. Without sacred symbols.
without sacred symbols.
No doubt.
Everybody, thank you for tuning in.
Good job, my elf. Great story. Wow. That's some serious
thanks,
work.
Witchy Poo.
Thank you. Thanks for listening.
Have a great day. Thanks, everybody. Have a great day.
Thanks for joining us, everyone, and a special thanks to our producer, Maya Cole, who guides us while we guide you.
Hit us up on Instagram at OtherSideGuides, or shoot us a note at OtherSideGuides@iHeartRadio.com, and you can even call us at 833-22-GUIDE to leave us a message.
We want to know what you think, we want to know what you know, and we want to hear your stories.
And remember,
Earth School is hard
without the other side. Insider's Guide to the Other Side is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.